From the heartland of America, focused on God, family, and country, the mouthpiece of the Midwest, this is Dale Carter's America.
All right, we're back with another exciting episode of Dale Carter's America. I'm Dale, he is Kurt Wheeler, and we thank Bob Watson for being on board as well. Local State Farm agent for five decades at 7th and Main in Blue Springs, 816-229-7878. Auto, home, life, whatever kind of insurance you need, surprisingly great rates with State Farm, and you've got a team with Bob Watson that's behind you for any time things go badly. And that's when you need your insurance agent quickly. You don't need some 800 number with somebody who speaks English as the fifth language. You need Bob Watson and his team, and he is happy to help you out. Licensed in both Kansas and Missouri, 816-229-7878. I know he's a Missouri Tigers fan. That is not why I'm wearing black today, although black with the gold headphone cord here. You might think Mizzou. The Missouri Tigers got the Cotton Bowl bid. They're going to take on Ohio State, and of course the Basketball Tigers will take on the Jayhawks. The Border War is back between Kansas and Missouri. What I really want to know, Kurt, is who patient zero is for this cold that I have. Nobody ever start. Does anybody ever start a cold? I guess they would have to, right?
Yeah, somebody's got to get it first.
Yeah, and then I get it from somebody else because I can't figure this out because you and I were in a room trapped together doing this podcast for an hour last week, and I was also with my in-laws for Thanksgiving, a couple of different celebrations, and several of them were down with some sort of a crud. And then, you know, you start feeling like on Wednesday of last week, you get the sore throat. Mm-hmm. It's like, ah, shit, here it comes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Yeah. I hate that when you know that it's, coming and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Well, here we are. So this is Monday as we record this. So Thursday was bad. Friday was worse. Saturday, I think I was in bed all day. Yesterday was a little better. Today is a little better yet. And so hopefully that's just going to continue as we go throughout the week. I mean, you started it as far as I'm concerned. How do you feel?
I feel better.
Oh, I feel fine. I'm a young guy. I can bounce right back. You're an old fart. Well, you're going to be sick for a month.
I had it for like, 4 or 5 days. So yeah. It wasn't great.
All right, fine. All right. Well, now my wife has it. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. There may not be a Christmas card coming for you from her, I guess. There is an announcement coming soon about the next mayoral election in Blue Springs. What an interesting process that is. I kind of want to talk about that a little bit because, I'm going through this process of whether I want to run again, right? And last time it was a complete cluster. There were four of us who ran, right? And there's no runoff. There's no possibility for a runoff in Blue Springs. Basically, in the past, it's always been two people running for the office, and the one that got the most votes won. Last time, because somebody stuck his nose in at the last minute who wasn't supposed to be running, and then somebody else got their feelings hurt, and they started to run too, it became a complete cluster. And so what we got was a fourth term of Carson Ross in Blue Springs with about 30% of the vote.
Hmm.
So, and when I've asked about a runoff, that costs money. When you're going to have a runoff election, it costs money to do that next election. And
it costs the city more money.
Yeah. The city more money. They got to put on the election. I think it costs about $90,000. And that's money that, could help resurface streets or sidewalks or things like that. Find better uses for that money. So everybody and their brother knew I was going to run in 24 again. So I don't know. Two people, I don't want to name names here, and I know I'm wasting valuable time on the podcast because people care about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, but two people asked me to do this again. One of those two people has picked up a packet and now won't return my phone calls. So, and we know the other guy is going to run, and now somebody else picked up a packet. It is a complete cluster again, and Kurt, I just don't know that I have it in me.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of headache. So,
and I was kind of thinking about this. You look for things in life that are win-wins, right? Yeah. Win-win. And I look at this. The more I look at it, and the more I sleep on it, and the more I pray about it, and I'm praying a lot about it right now. It just comes across as a lose-lose because it's 4 months out of my life that I'm going to have to work really hard to get something, right?
Yeah.
And I might lose the election again. So that's a lose. I might win the election. And then I got to worry about all these people and their daggers behind my back for the next 4 years.
Yeah, you might win, and then you have to actually do the job.
I don't know. So the decision is coming. I've got two more phone calls to make. Hopefully those people are going to take my call, and we're going to have a conversation like grown-ups. Right now it feels like something out of middle school, and you're dealing with people who are in their 60s and 70s and ought to know better. But that's just how it goes. So an announcement coming by next week. I'll let you know for sure what's going to happen here. Okay, MedicareSimplifiedKC.com. They're the folks that will help you if you're approaching 65 or if you're already on Medicare. This is important because the annual enrollment period ends soon. In fact, the deadline is coming up December 7th. As we record this, it's December 4th, so you'll probably get to this podcast by December 6th, and you'll have to move. You have to move quickly here. And if you haven't heard about these significant changes to the Medicare plans in 2024, you really need to be reaching out to Kirk Doris or Lori Hocker at Medicare Simplified KC. They offer no cost, no pressure, comprehensive consultations that will provide you with the factual information on which you can base an informed decision on as far as your Medicare plan selections for 2024. Kirk and Lori, experienced, knowledgeable, and most importantly, they are very ethical. And these are important decisions that need to be based on fact. That's provided by pros you can trust. Kirk and Lori have built a client base of thousands of Kansas Cityans that will attest that they are that caliber of professionals. So reach out to them. They're at 816-701-6661, 816-701-6661, and of course they're on the web at MedicareSimplifiedKC.com. All right. We want to thank Clay Como Shooters for being involved in the podcast. Especially these days, my goodness, with everything coming at you, you really need to protect your own home. We've talked about this quite a bit. I mean, you know, you see people flooding through the southern border, the crime that's in Kansas City that is spilling out into the suburbs. And, you know, I would like to think that when you dial 911, you're going to get a response from the police department really fast. But they've got a lot that they're doing right now. So you should be protecting your own home. And they've got a complete line, complete selection of firearms. They've got a wonderful range there. They'll train you. There's memberships. They work with law enforcement. They've got pistols, rifles, ammo, and accessories. And they invite you to come train with them. Kurt and I were over there training with them, as a matter of fact. Good folks over there. 69 Highway in Clay Como, 816-452-4867. They're on the web at claycomoshooters.com. Get the firearm, but more importantly, wouldn't you say, Kurt, get the training?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like any tool. What good is a saw, you know, if you don't know how to use it? So, definitely get yourself situated with the right equipment and make sure that you know how to use it and get in there and get trained by the right people. Yeah. They're all very qualified instructors, you know, ex-police, ex-military, things like that. So they're, you know, trustworthy and they will show you the ropes.
Yeah. And you know, the left is basically anti-gun. They come at you all the time, anti-gun, anti-gun, anti-gun. And yet in the news today, there was a situation in New York City where someone went crazy within a family and just started hacking people up with a knife. So is that going to be next? You can't stop a bad person who wants to commit a bad act. The best thing that you can do is defend yourself. And that's why we're proud to have Clay Como Shooters, part of Dale Carter's America. Imagine if you lived in Israel. My goodness, that's just crazy, you know? And going back to 1948, Israel was set up as a Jewish state, but there are Palestinian people who live within those confines, and they just have not been able to figure this out. And they thought they had it figured out by giving the Palestinians the Gaza Strip, right? And what's happened since then? It's just been percolating over there until what happened on October the 7th. There was a temporary ceasefire while Israel was cleaning out their prisons with people who had broken the law within Israel to get back some people who did nothing other than be where they were when October 7th happened and were taken hostage by the terrorists of Hamas who have been running the Gaza Strip. Well, that ceasefire is over, and now what's next? It's a good question. You know, we're going to have special guest Congressman Mark Alford on down the road here. I'm sure he has some ideas about this. But, you know, when you take into account that Henry Kissinger died last week, Henry Kissinger was one of the best diplomats in the world. All the credentials you could imagine. He's the guy who basically got us out of Vietnam. You know, he was Secretary of State under Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He won the Nobel Peace Prize back when it actually meant something. Kurt, remember when Obama won it?
Yeah.
He had just become president. It's like the Nobel Committee goes, wow, America elected a black guy. We should give him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Let's give him an award.
Isn't that something? Well, Henry Kissinger's a guy who actually earned it. And he spent a lot of time trying to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians. It's just, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what. It's spilling over into this country, which is why I wanted to talk about this. Anti-Semitism is up on college campuses. The number is, this is the Jewish-led Anti-Defamation League and the Hillel International Foundation found that nearly 3 in 4 Jewish students and 44% of non-Jewish students saw or experienced anti-Jewish ideas since the start of the school year. And you can see it when you drive around Kansas City. My goodness, there's Palestinian flags hanging from the overpasses as you drive through the downtown loop. They weren't when I left work on Friday, but they were there when I came to work on Friday. So somebody basically took that stuff down. I know that this sparks a lot of emotion, especially with younger people who seem to be getting everything that they learn from TikTok videos or whatever else is out there on the internet where you can go 5 miles wide but only an inch deep on any subject. I just wonder if these women who are talking about free Palestine, if they'd like to go to the Gaza Strip and see what life's like over there.
Yeah, I mean, the ADL thing, I don't really know, man. The ADL is not a trustworthy organization, in my opinion, so it's tough to say, and it's like...
What do you know about Hillel International?
Nothing.
Yeah, because that was the other site, or the other source that was cited on this.
And, you know, survey statistics are notoriously unreliable. It's like, you know, there was a thing that was going on when the Me Too movement was really big, you know, back a few years back or whatever, and it was like, you know... 25% of women say that they have been raped on college campus. And it's like, that's obviously not true. I mean, that's ridiculously high. So people tend to survey higher than the actual true numbers of what's happening. And then it also brings up the question of, you know, this particular story, over 70% of U.S. Jewish college students exposed to anti-Semitism this school year. Well, what does that look like? I mean, how do you define anti-Semitism in that case? Is it somebody putting up a Palestinian flag? I mean, I don't really think that's anti-Semitic. There's disagreement there between the sides. Obviously, it's a conflict. It's a global conflict. But is that anti-Semitic? Is it anti-Semitic to, you know, criticize the Israeli government or something like that? I mean, I think it's blown out of proportion in a lot of ways, but who knows what's actually going on.
Well, two things that kind of jump out at me. The Palestinian chant that you hear, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. And then you've got claims that the Israelis are exercising apartheid. And, you know, you want to know who's right. And I don't know 100% who's right. But I can tell you that the Israelis, when they hear that chant, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, they look at that as, you want to wipe out every Jew who's in Israel.
Yeah, that's certainly what it sounds like.
Yeah. And when the Palestinians, when they look at apartheid, they look at like South Africa and they look at, you know, you've been separated over here. We've given you the Gaza Strip. Is that in fact apartheid, or is that a safety measure on the part of the Israelis? Because I guess for a long time, they were all in that same country, right? They weren't segregated out. And you know, there were constant bombings and violence going on. And I think this was their solution. This is a step toward a two-state objective, which is what a lot of people say needs to happen there. But you know, if they don't want to set up a state, if they don't want to peacefully coexist with Israel, and then no one else in the world really wants the Palestinians, what is the damn answer? And if Henry Kissinger couldn't figure it out, how the hell are we going to figure it out?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have the answer, that's for sure.
But that's the question. And as long as that happens, we're going to keep having that debate, especially as this rages on. And we've been sucked into it. You know, the Biden administration has sent, I don't know how many carrier groups over to the Mediterranean. And now you got the Houthis in part of Africa, and they're launching missiles at our ships. The Houthis?
Yeah.
Let me
look that up.
Yeah, look that up. Because it's bad guys, and they're shooting at us. And I just wonder if, I'm going to wonder this. All of this goes back to the Biden administration and how, the bad guys in the world, Kurt, and I think this goes back to when the Soviets were running Russia, the bad guys in the world, they respect strength. You know, they respected Ronald Reagan. They respected Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. They didn't respect Jimmy Carter, and they sure as hell don't respect Joe Biden. It's like they smell weakness, just like an animal. They smell weakness. And now all the bad guys in the world are like coming out of the woodwork going, it's a free-for-all right now because we don't have anybody who's strong in America. And if we don't have a strong America out there projecting strength, it's basically go time.
Yeah. And it's also, I think, on top of that, too, it's we don't have a leader that's interested in America, in protecting America. So people know that this guy is manipulable. He can be pulled to their global agenda, whether it's pro Israel or pro Palestinian or whatever. It's like he's up for sale, basically. So, he can be swayed to, bring America into, supporting various sides of these conflicts. Whereas maybe Trump, would still be supportive of Israel, for sure. But maybe less so in terms of like American sovereignty and things like that, as much money as we've been spending on Ukraine and all these other things. So,
well, we pray for our troops out there who are engaged in these things. And basically it's like they've got like giant fly swatters on these ships. And so far nobody's been hurt, and that's a good thing. But those, these Houthis and, everybody else, and they're backed by Iran too, by the way. So Iran is definitely a bad guy in this deal. We're almost fighting a proxy war with the Iranians through, Hamas and Hezbollah and now the Houthis. They all start with H. Is there something to that? I don't know.
Maybe yeah. H is like a holy letter or something.
It could be. So just pray for our troops who are engaged in all this. Pray for some sort of a peaceful way out of it. And man, if you people who listen to this podcast, especially those who hate listen, and I know there's a couple of you out there, if you've got a solution, because you know everything and you've listened to TikTok videos and, you've read, maybe an article or two, bring it on. What is your solution? How are we going to get out of this? Maybe we'll ask Mark Alford that. He may have a solution.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. We've got a solution for your roof, that's for sure, and that's Royal Roofing and Solar. If you need a new roof, get one of the folks from Royal Roofing and Solar out to have a look at it first, because they'll shoot you straight. They did the roof at my house, and if it's your forever home, you're going to be there for a while. Know that with everything that's going on with electricity rates and gas rates, solar might well be the way for you to go, and Austin Watterson and his company would be glad to help you with that. 816-540-7055. Get all the information from a trusted source, and that's Royal Roofing and Solar. Tax credits and grants for small and rural business and ag producers, they will definitely take care of you. Mike Dale is their in-house solar expert. He's been on this show before. Austin Watterson, a dear friend of mine for a very long time. And again, they did the roof at my house. Let them do the roof at your house. Royal Roofing and Solar, 816-540-7057. And when you're tired of bashing each other over the head about politics and you just want to go have a cold beer and maybe some pizza, you know where you need to go. That's Funhouse Pizza. Jim Dingman's ready to take care of you. And I know Jim Dingman wants us to like ramp up this Truman County thing and get the hell out of Jackson County. He was reaching out to me this morning. He just got his tax bill from Jackson County. He's like, what are you guys doing on this thing? When are we going to get this done? I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
But he's not going to move the locations. They're both in Jackson County right now. 50 Highway in Lee's Summit, 7 Highway in Blue Springs. If you got a celebration that you want to have, it's a great place to have it. It's not like Chuck E. Cheese, so there's no disgusting pit of balls to jump into that have all kind of germs and everything like that.
Yeah.
They do have some rides, right?
Yeah.
Rides for the kiddos.
Yep.
Cold beer, cold beverages, great pizza too, and a fun environment. 50 Highway in Lee's Summit, 7 Highway in Blue Springs, Fun House Pizza. Thank you, Jim, for being part of Dale Carter's America. I thought, you know, as we're getting closer to the holidays, we could do some fun stuff from the internet. And Lisa Schifferdecker, who's one of our P1s, as you would say, right? Right up there with Mark Zarda. You know, she's somebody who's a big fan of the podcast. But only recently, the video version. She just saw her video version, first time ever.
Interesting. Well, thanks for checking it out. We appreciate it.
And she thought that you and I were in separate rooms because of how you do the camera angles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The angle in here, the room is not, you know, there's probably a better way to do it, but it's kind of hard with the way that the desk is set up. And, you know, I have to have desk space so I can hit all my buttons and look at the screen. Good God. You got it bad.
Courtesy of Kurt.
Allegedly. You
are patient number
allegedly.
One. Allegedly. I was trying to hold that off, so you might edit that out later. But no, you know, that's called Nat Sound.
Yeah, we're leaving it in.
This we're going to leave it in. I think I'm coming to the end of this thing. I feel better, but probably sound worse. Anyway, the reason I was going to bring up the video version of this, it's one of the many ways that you can get Dale Carter's America, and you really should get it on video, whether it's YouTube or what's the other one? Rumble?
Rumble. Yeah, Rumble.
Because we show a lot of fun videos. We have a lot of fun memes that we're going to get to here in a little bit. I just thought we might have some fun with some stuff. It is the Christmas season. One of my favorite Christmas specials is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And, of course, one of the great characters on that is Yukon Cornelius. Now, Rudolph's been around since 1964. Kurt, you grew up with it, right?
Yeah.
You still watch it every year?
Not every year, but definitely growing up, you know, we watched it for sure.
Planning to let your little kiddo grow up with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, it's wholesome, wholesome stuff.
There you go. Of course, the Biden administration might well consider Yukon Cornelius a domestic terrorist and a white supremacist because here's a guy. First of all, he's a white guy. Second of all, he's got a gun.
Yeah, he's got the strap right there.
He's got other tools there on the belt there. And he is, you know, tracking the abominable snowman. So the abominable snowman, I mean, that's something out of nature. Why would you want to track that down and kill the abominable?
Well, the abominable snowman is also white, so it's you can't say it's racist, at least.
Okay. Well, okay. Fair point. Yeah. So there you go. Yukon Cornelius designated a white supremacist domestic terrorist. And my friend Kevin Rhodes, he commented on that. Kevin is a world-known conductor, right, of orchestras across the world, especially over in Europe. I went to high school with him. He's a really good guy. But he said, your party fails to see what Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is all about. It's about, you know, the misfit toys and how, you know, they've been, it's okay to be a misfit.
That's funny. Well, I've found another one that I've seen pointed out a lot of times from an old cartoon, but Winnie the Pooh always had the strap on him.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
And he's not wearing any pants.
It's the best time to carry.
I suppose. They should put that picture up, you know, at Clay Como Shooters.
Maybe they have it. You never know.
That'd be a good one. Okay. Up next, the Boycott Israel list has been published. Now, I saw this thing, and it's got a lot of companies on it, right?
Yeah.
Any of them jump out at you right away?
I mean, we're going to have to probably zoom in on this here because it's too much to read.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like alphabetized. There's like 100 companies on here.
Victoria's Secret. I mean, that's definitely a no-no with the Hamas people because they don't want to see women scantily clad.
Right, yeah, that's so, kind of a given.
Yeah. So what if you support Israel but have other problems with some of these companies?
Well, let's see. It says boycott Zionist Israel. It's haram to buy this product. Misspelling there. Yeah. Israel killing Muslim children with your money. If you spend only 1 euro a year, Israel make 2 billion euro a year from Muslim population. It's your responsibility to care for your penny. So English, not the first language of whoever wrote this.
So I should be okay then. Shopping at places like this, right?
I don't know.
It makes me want to go buy something from Victoria's Secret, quite frankly.
For yourself?
Not for myself. Come on, man. Come on, man. Capital One. I mean, I've got my car financed through Capital One, so there you go. I like Pizza Hut. Not a big fan of Pepsi.
Pizza Hut used to be way better, though. They've really fallen off.
Haagen-Dazs. Who doesn't love a little Haagen-Dazs?
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs is great.
Yeah. So I saw somebody post on this that, so what that means is fewer assholes will be in line at places like this.
Yeah, I'm wondering where, like, this list comes from. I'm assuming it's based on donations to, you know, Israel organizations or whatever. But, I mean, of course, it's like there's no...
Betty Crocker. I mean, really? Betty Crocker? How more wholesome can you get than Betty Crocker?
Some of these I don't even know. River Island.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's this one? Schwarzkopf-Koss.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. Lipton, I see.
Yeah.
Legos.
Well, Lambo perfume. That one's going to be hard to let go of.
I mean, I don't like boycotts anyway. You know, and my wife gives me a hard time because I still love Hershey's Special Dark Bars. I always will, always have, and I don't care that they had a rapper on there and it was something about, you know, transgender and all that bull crap. I like a Hershey's Special Dark Bar, so I'm going to eat them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a time and place for it. You know, it's tough because so many of these companies, you know, like Bud Light is one of the recent ones. I mean, Bud Light is starting to make a comeback now. They got a big deal with the UFC. They have a whole new advertising
campaign. Well, the NFL saved them.
Yeah. They have a whole new advertising campaign with the NFL where it's just like, you know, as straight down the middle as possible, like all their commercials, you know, it's like football, Bud Light.
That's it.
Which is what they should have been doing the whole time.
Exactly. And hopefully they fired the person who came up with the
they did.
Good. Yeah. You know, because when you I'm got sure a bad idea like that. She's already been
hired somebody else to go ruin some other company.
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Yeah. I mean, for a boycott to work, if it's a company that large, like Anheuser-Busch or InBev or Hershey's or, you know, even some of these companies on the list, Capital One, you know, I mean, you'd have to have such a concerted and united effort from every consumer of that product or a major percentage of the consumers of that product to stop buying it to really have an impact. And Bud Light did lose a lot of money. You know, that was a significant one, the most significant we've had, but that was something where it had to be like totally memeified. You know, everyone knew about it. You can just mention Bud Light and everyone knows what you're talking about. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, you know, if a company pisses you off, just stop doing business with them.
Right.
That's pretty simple, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what Burger King did to piss on these people's Wheaties, but they're on the list. Okay, well, we'll move on to the near future game show. This one is called Facts Don't Matter. Facts Don't Matter. And for Lisa Schifferdecker, who is probably listening back to the audio version of this again, if she hasn't seen this on the DCA page on Facebook, it's a basic game show. They get the big font up there that says Facts Don't Matter. And it says, sorry, Arthur, your answer was actually correct. But Paul shouted his opinion louder, so he gets the point. And an extra bonus point also goes to Sue, as she was offended by your answer.
Great.
You like that, Reed?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. In honor of Wink Martindale, former game show host who is 90 years old today.
Wink?
Wink Martindale.
Is that his real name, Wink?
Probably not.
Okay.
but older people than Kurt will probably know who Wink Martindale, the game show host, was. Well, he's still alive, but I don't think he has a game show anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite meme of the week comes from my friend Dustin Crabb. I just saw this yesterday, and it's got his little avatar on there, too. And I hope he doesn't mind me sharing. I doubt he minds me sharing this. But he says, I was a man trapped in a woman's body. Then my mom gave birth to me. Yep. So there you go. I, too, was a man trapped inside a woman's body. Were you, Kurt?
Yeah, we all were. Something we all have in common.
Test tube babies, probably.
Yeah, true.
Not so much, but there you go. And then I got out of my mom's body, and she was like, oh, thank God, give me a cigarette and a drink.
Got this asshole out of me.
No question. Anyway, so just some memes, and we put those up all the time on the Dale Carter's America page on Facebook, and we love the comments on there. The interaction is awesome. Even if you don't agree, like my friend Kevin doesn't agree with me, that's fine. We've been friends since high school, and now, like I said, he's like this world-renowned conductor of orchestras, and I'm a guy playing George Strait records. records on the radio in Kansas City, and I have my own little podcast.
There you go.
So we all do what we do, right?
It's interesting how people's paths, you know, divulge and diverge after, you know each other, like you go to high school together, and then you see what people do.
Well, interesting story about Kevin, and I love Kevin, even though our politics are never going to jive. Always thought he was gay, you know, in high school. Always did, you know, just you hang out with guys in high school. It's like, oh, that guy's probably gay, you know, but he turns out he's not. He got married. He's got kids, whatever. And his dad was like, you know, an all-American manly man, a guy named Dusty Rhodes. And he owned...
His name is really Dusty
Well,
Rhodes.
I'm sure that wasn't his real given name, but everybody knew him as Dusty because he owned a place called Dusty's Breakfast House, which was one of my first jobs as a kid. I was like 14. I was the dishwasher and busboy, and Dusty was the owner, and Kevin, who was nothing like Dusty, went on to do what he does. So there you go. And the last time I went back to Evansville, I noticed that Dusty's Breakfast House has been torn down, and all that's left in the parking lot is a grease spot because it was the greasiest spoon you would ever eat at.
Nice.
And trust me, you did not want me cooking for you.
Nice.
So what a side road that is. Let's move on. It's the Midwest GI Full of Shit Award, and we actually have a couple here to share with you.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush.
You are speaking shit to me.
You full of shit. You understand that? You full of shit.
Well, we're going to give it to the media this time, and there's a couple of examples here that I want to talk about. Here's the first one. This is Erin Aid Real. Or is it Real? I have no idea. She was on CNN. She moved over to NBC. And I want to read this story. Okay. This came through the 24/7 news source, which is our news source at KFKF. And it talks about U.S. oil and gas production. You may have noticed gas prices are going down. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, a little bit.
They are going down. The United States, this is her story, is poised to extract more oil and gas than ever before in 2023. The latest federal government forecast shows a record 12.9 million barrels of crude oil, more than double what was produced a decade ago, being extracted in 2023. The Biden administration has handed out oil and gas drilling leases on public lands at a rate comparable to Donald Trump. Yet at the same time, Biden's Inflation Reduction Act was passed and has spurred record investment in clean energy like solar, wind, as well as propel sales of electric vehicles. In spite of the increased drilling, U.S. energy emissions have been edging downward and are expected to drop 3% this year, albeit slower than needed to meet our own climate goals. Now, first of all, she's not sourcing anything on here. This feels like a propaganda piece that the Soviets would have had through Pravda.
Right.
Right? This is the media shilling for Joe Biden. And, you know, I can't take credit for this. I saw it online. This is like the arsonist getting credit for putting out the fire, right, which is what Joe Biden is on this whole issue here. And I would feel more charitable toward Joe if he were more like Joe Manchin. If he were out there saying, you know, in this environment, here's what we've got to do. We got to have an all-in energy policy. We got to drill. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to look at wind and solar. We got to look at fuel cells. We've got to look at nuclear.
Yeah.
It's got to be an all-in policy. But he never said that. He has never said that. Yep. I'd give him credit if he did.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
So, Erin Aid Real or Real? You get the first of two Full of Shit Awards, and not really it's almost like the silver. I'm going to save the gold here for Karen J. Phillips, who is a man, C-A-R-R-O-N Phillips, and also the camera person at CBS who started all this crap. This was during the Chiefs-Raiders game a week ago Sunday, and they shot a picture of this kid wearing a headdress from the side, okay? So if you look at him from the side, it looks like he's in blackface wearing a headdress, which is politically incorrect on two levels, okay? So this Karen J. Phillips didn't bother to ask why this kid might be wearing this, and when you look at his face, it's like split down the middle, black and red, okay? He is a Native American.
Yeah. That didn't come out till like days later, yeah. actually.
He's a Native American. Yeah. His grandfather was a Native American chief. Okay. Karen's story says it takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native Americans at the same time. Despite their age, who taught that person that what they were wearing was appropriate? Well, it's his tribe. He yeah. is a Native American. And this goes back to what's really wrong with America right now. There are a bunch of young liberals out there who have their panties in a twist all the time. And if you're a guy and you've got balls, it must hurt. I mean, to stand up with your, you know, panties in a twist.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens. They're always mad about something. And they've got to find something to fuel that anger every day. Now, you know, there are people out there, there's a movement going on to let this kid bang the drum at Arrowhead Stadium on Christmas Day. When the Raiders are playing, I got to tell you, I work for the Chiefs. That is never going to happen.
No.
Because
no.
what the Chiefs are walking a tight wire here.
Yeah.
Because there are people in this town who still buy billboard space that say, change the name and stop the chop.
Yeah.
Because they don't like it.
Right. Yeah, you would think that the Chiefs as an organization would be, you know, averse to any sort of controversy like that.
They really are. Yeah. In fact, you know, I can give you a behind the scenes look here. What I do involves also the camera angles that you see on Aerovision, and those camera people are told do not show anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that. Because they don't want to poke the bear.
Right.
Right. And that we had a Native American game where, you know, Native Americans come and bless the four corners and they do all that stuff. I mean, the Chiefs are in a tough spot here because they're seeing what's happening around them. The Redskins finally bent the knee and became the Commanders. The Indians bent the knee and became the Guardians. And, you know, the Chiefs are next. We have talked about this. We're next. Because, and not because of anything to do with reality, not to do with anybody who might be offended. It's more about we're just next.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's not us, it's going to be the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Blackhawks. It doesn't matter. They just want to get one more notch on the belt. So they're not going to be happy until we're the red and gold team playing at Pointy Rock Field.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that's going to happen there. But Karen J. Phillips, you get the full of shit award because
he's been, you know, before we move on from this,
yeah.
just you were talking about people complaining. I mean, this guy has a history of complaining about white people. And he's the author of the article for Deadspin. So this was the article that came out about the kid. This was back a few years ago. He wrote an article. White fans were entertained by black athletes a day after a racist killed black people in Buffalo. This is what white supremacy looks like.
He's something else. Wonder how he feels.
Anytime a black person's killed, we have to stop football or else it's white supremacy.
Well, I wonder what he feels about the daily black on black crime that happens in cities like Kansas City. I mean, they just don't even think about that. It's like that does not fit the narrative. So move on to the next thing.
Here's another tweet from the same guy. I'm from Saginaw, spent a lot of time in Flint. I've never seen this many white people in Flint in my life. It's concerning. So there you have it. That's this guy. That's his agenda.
Maybe the two reporters that we've singled out and the cameraman who we don't know from the Chiefs-Raiders game, maybe all three of them need a colonoscopy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how old they are. Karen there looks a little like he might be mid-40s.
Yeah.
If you're 45, this is a time for you to get your colonoscopy. If you haven't had one, it's time to get it. Dr. Mark Terramina and Midwest GI Health in Lee's Summit, they serve all of eastern Jackson County for GI services. Now, they mainly focus on colonoscopies and upper endoscopy examinations. They are a 4.9 out of 5 stars. That's the Google rating, and that is the highest in Kansas City. So catch it early. Catch it. You know, you catch colon cancer early, they can do something about it. Get your colonoscopy. Get screened. Mark Terramina and Midwest GI Health and Wellness. They're on the web at MidwestGIHealth.com. They're in Lee's Summit, 816-836-2200. Get your colonoscopy. Don't put it off. could actually save your life. This podcast could save your life. Think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been hanging out here with us, yucking it up and all that, and it's like, you know what? They've talked about this so much, I'm going to pick up the phone and call Dr. Terramina, because he's a funny guy anyway. He's got an anal sense of humor, so I've heard. Have you heard that?
I have.
Anything that I'm saying that might be a little off color today, I'm on really good meds right now, so let's just leave it at that. I'm not sure if they're covered by my insurance, but if they were, that's Bob Watson, State Farm insurance agent for 5 decades. The guy who I call when one of my kids hits something with their vehicle, or once in a while I've hit something with my vehicle. Also, auto, home, life, commercial insurance, anything you've got that requires insurance, even your pets. Trust me on that, because if you own a pet and you take them to the vet, you know how much that costs. Now, there's pet insurance available, and Bob Watson can get you a quote on that. 816-229-7878. Licensed in both Missouri and Kansas, Bob Watson is ready to take your call. Now, we say licensed in both Missouri and Kansas. Nothing like ending today's podcast with tone-deaf politicians. Who got paid extra money? This is almost like the Bud Light thing. Somebody came up with this idea and needed to be fired. Somebody in Kansas needs to be fired, because this was the new license plate design in the state of Kansas. Now, Kurt, how long have you lived in this area?
8 years.
Okay. I've lived here nearly 30. And my wife is from here. In fact, she's from Cass County, Missouri, went to the University of Missouri. And if anything bad ever happens in Lawrence, my wife is going to be on the short list of suspects, because the tension between Kansas and Missouri goes back to the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have heard her say more than once, we need to go over and burn that shithole to the ground one more time. So if that happens,
allegedly,
let's just say that. So the license plate, if you look at it, first of all, the top area with Kansas in gold, that's navy blue.
Yeah.
The letters, however, and the numbers on the plate are black. So it comes
I
off.
Think it's the same color.
I don't know. They said black.
Okay.
So it's navy blue on top, and then the numbers and letters are black. That's what I was told. Anyway, it looks very much like Missouri colors.
Yeah.
So, trying, you know, as any politician will do, right? You got to make chicken salad out of chicken shit. You got to do it a lot in politics. It's very analogous to what happens in radio, because when things, you know, go to shit on the radio, somebody like me, the program director, has to figure out how to make chicken salad out of the chicken shit that we've been left. So Governor Kelly, you know, has said that we're going to take this as a lesson, okay? That we're going to halt production on this license plate, and voters will have the final say on the new Kansas license plate design.
So people, they went through without a vote, people hated it, and now they're backtracking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because these are not the things that you generally vote on, right?
Right.
These are just things that kind of happen. We like to say we live in a democracy. We don't. We live in a republic. And in a republic, you vote for people who make the decisions. If we were a true democracy like they were in Greece, which is where democracy was born, well, first of all, it wasn't everybody. Let's don't fool ourselves there. In Greece, it was only men of a certain age who owned property. Okay, that was what democracy was all about. So if we lived in a true democracy now, anything that came up, we'd have to poll everybody.
Right.
We'd have to have everybody vote. And that would slow everything down to a crawl. But because somebody didn't realize what the rivalry was between the states and said, oh, that looks pretty cool. And the Missouri people have been laughing ever since. And the Kansas people have been pissed like you wouldn't believe. Led by Mark Zarda, by the way, who is probably listener number one of our podcast. Just know that if you got one of these, it's going to be a collector's item. How about that?
That'll be nice to have if you did get one. Were they already distributing them?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's a good question. But if they were, it's definitely going to be a collector's item. Maybe you could take it out to Rick and the gang at the pawn shop that's on Pawn Stars on History Channel.
Yeah, like 40 years from now.
Yeah. You might get, I don't know, I see 20 bucks here. Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we leave you on that note for this week. As we get closer and closer to the holidays, remember the reason for the season. And thank you so much for viewing or listening to Dale Carter's America.
The views expressed on Dale Carter's America are Dale's and Kurt Wheeler's. They do not necessarily reflect the views of KFKF or Steel City Media. Comments can be sent to DaleCartersAmerica@gmail.com. Check back for weekly episodes. Subscribe, spread the word, and give us a 5-star review. Thanks for being a part of Dale Carter's America.